Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for January 10th, 2012. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm speaking with Travis Bocelli, Andy Chen, and Randy Moon about a screen that identified the kinase BRAF as a modulator of Wnt signaling in human melanomas. Melanoma is an aggressive form of skin cancer that's associated with several different environmental and genetic risk factors. Many melanomas harbor mutations that activate signaling through the MAP kinase pathway, including mutations in the kinase BRAF. BRAF inhibitors are used clinically to treat melanoma, and although many patients' tumors respond to BRAF inhibitors initially, some of these tumors develop resistance to the drug and stop responding. In a new study published in the current issue of Science Signaling, Bocelli, Chen, and Moon report that inhibiting BRAF and activating Wnt signaling simultaneously increased cell death in some melanoma cells, and that this combinatorial strategy might be useful for designing more effective clinical therapies. Randy Moon explained why the group focuses on Wnt signaling and melanoma.
In essence, we decided to study Wnt signaling and melanoma based on studies that we'd conducted about 10 years ago, which first linked Wnt signaling to neural crest cells. What we found was that neural crest cells, which are known to give rise to pigment cells as well as other cell types, that in these neural crest cells, Wnt signaling was necessary and sufficient to induce neural crest cells to adopt a pigment cell fate. And so when Andy Chen joined the lab, he basically pointed out that pigment cells were in essence sort of the progenitors for melanoma cells. And so basically Andy at that point started looking at Wnt signaling in melanoma and ultimately started his own lab. And then Travis joined my lab and is currently a joint postdoc between the two labs. So to further explain the connection between Wnt signaling and melanoma, I'd like to turn the floor over to Travis and Andy, since they've done all of the spectacular work that appears in this paper that's just coming out.
Travis, you were the postdoc that led the laboratory work on this study. Why Wnt and melanoma? What's the connection between Wnt signaling and melanoma?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to date, the exact role of Wnt beta catenin signaling in melanoma progression remains controversial. It's been known for over 10 years now that approximately one-third of patient melanomas have nuclear localized beta catenin, which is a marker of pathway activation. And unlike most cancers that have active beta-catenin signaling, activating mutations in beta-catenin pathway components are rarely found in melanoma. And this really begs the question, does beta-catenin activation support or suppress melanomagenesis? And we and others have been working on this question for several years now, and there are data to support both conclusions. And I think that one thing that's really clear is that further work is needed to fully uncover a potentially complex involvement of beta-catenin signaling in melanoma.
So as part of your effort to clarify the role of Wnt signaling in melanoma, you performed this screen, which was designed to identify kinases that affect Wnt signaling specifically in melanoma cells. What kinases did you identify from that screen?
Among the top siRNA targets that inhibited Wnt beta catenin signaling were several kinases from the extracellular regulated kinase 1 and 2, or also known as the ERK1-2 signaling pathway. These kinases included BRAF, MEK, and also ERK itself. In the ERK1-2 signaling cascade, activated BRAF phosphorylates and activates MEK, which then phosphorylates and activates ERK, which then regulates multiple proteins important for melanoma proliferation and survival. So it's actually a very important pathway in melanomagenesis. The screen itself was performed in A375 human melanoma cells, which actually have an activating mutation in BRAF and therefore contain both activated MEK and activated ERK. Activated ERK1-2 signaling is really a hallmark of the majority of melanomas, and together this data led us to conclude that ERK1-2 signaling through mutant activated BRAF negatively regulates Wnt beta catenin signaling in melanoma.
You mentioned that you performed the screen in melanoma cells that contain an activating BRAF mutation. Do similar mutations occur in patient-derived melanomas?
Yeah, that's correct. So a lot of sequencing has been done in the past years, and at least 50% of melanomas contain activating mutations in BRAF, and most commonly it's the V600E mutation.
And because BRAF mutations are so common in melanomas, BRAF inhibitors have been used clinically for patient treatment. How do those inhibitors kill the melanoma cells?
Yeah, this is a great question. And potentially we can rephrase the question. And we may ask the question, how does mutant-activated BRAF promote proliferation and survival of melanoma cells? And really the short answer to this is that it does so through multiple mechanisms, which is really why it's such a strong oncogene and also a promising drug target for melanoma. And maybe I can go through just a few of the mechanisms of how BRAF promotes proliferation and survival. And these would include induction of cyclin D1, which is necessary for cell cycle progression, regulation of MIDF expression to stimulate proliferation and cell survival and avoid MIDF-directed differentiation and apoptosis. BRAF also activates anti-apoptotic, also pro-proliferative NF-kappa B signaling. It also inhibits P53-induced apoptosis, as well as inhibiting the pro-apoptotic protein BAD, and also inhibiting the expression of pro-apoptotic protein BIM. And it also appears to promote metastasis through the expression of matrix metalloproteinases on beta-3 integrin, and also promotes angiogenesis by promoting the secretion of VEGF. And so really there's multiple avenues that BRAF takes to promote both proliferation and survival of melanoma cells. And this is really why inhibiting this kinase has really been so successful as a melanoma therapy.
And so you identified BRAF as a kinase that impacts Wnt signaling in melanoma. How do BRAF and Wnt signaling intersect in these cells?
So really, the effect of BRAF signaling on Wnt signaling appears to be both cell type and context dependent. And so there are previous studies that actually show that ERKMAP kinase signaling, presumably through BRAF, actually enhances Wnt beta-catenin signaling. In our data, shows that in some melanoma cell lines, BRAF signaling actually inhibits Wnt beta-catenin signaling. And mechanistically, we found that BRAF signaling promotes the stability of the AXIN1 protein, which is a negative regulator of Wnt beta-catenin signaling.
BRAF inhibitors are used clinically to treat melanoma, but they're not always effective in inducing cell death in the melanoma cells. And in some cases, at least, melanomas can initially respond well to these inhibitors and then develop resistance. So given that you found that BRAF negatively impacts Wnt signaling, does that have any implications for how you can increase the efficacy of BRAF inhibitors on melanoma cells?
Yes, we found that activating Wnt beta-catenin signaling in some melanoma cell lines improves the ability of BRAF inhibitors to kill cells. And mechanistically, we found that activating Wnt beta-catenin signaling cooperated with BRAF inhibition to enhance the expression of pro-apoptotic protein BIM. We also found a correlation between the reduction of AXIN1 protein following combined activation of Wnt beta-catenin signaling and inhibition of BRAF and apoptosis. We hypothesized then that reducing AXIN1 levels by siRNA would sensitize melanoma cells to apoptosis, and this is indeed what we found. And really, this data may point toward potential approaches for enhancing the effectiveness of BRAF inhibitor therapy.
As the MD on this study, Andy, I want to address the last question to you. Is a combinatorial strategy targeting both Wnt and BRAF signaling simultaneously a potentially viable strategy for treating melanoma clinically? Wnt signaling is involved in a lot of different cancers and physiological processes. So is there a way to safely activate Wnt signaling in humans without side effects?
Well, the first part of your question is one that we are very interested in exploring, since one of our goals has been to not only extend our understanding of melanoma biology, but also to make contributions that will potentially have a positive impact on patient care. In the case of most cancers, including melanoma, the strategy has been to either inhibit pathways that are abnormally activated by mutations or to inhibit processes such as DNA replication or cell growth. And the idea of therapeutically activating a pathway, particularly one like Wnt that has been implicated in several cancers, is a novel approach that has not been tried in patients before. The rationale for using Wnt signaling as a means to reprogram melanoma cells dates back to studies in Dr. Moon's laboratory over 10 years ago, which showed the importance of Wnt signaling in the development of a part of the developing embryo called the neural crest. And neural crest is a highly specialized group of cells that gives rise to nerves, as well as the pigmented cells of the skin from which melanomas arise. And Dr. Moon's group showed that Wnt was critical for controlling the decision of these cells to become either neurons or pigmented cells. And then several years later, another group showed that Wnt was one of only three factors needed to make an embryonic stem cell into a fully functional melanocyte. So these studies highlight the fact that pigmented cells like melanocytes and melanoma cells are highly dependent on this powerful regulatory pathway for cell fate decisions. And our data suggests that manipulation of this pathway to alter cell fate and cell differentiation in melanoma cells can change the cell's properties, including growth rate and susceptibility to drugs like BRAF inhibitors, which gives us the impetus to further explore this type of differentiation approach as a therapeutic strategy. And in particular, melanoma has been refractory to conventional chemotherapies and radiation therapies, so identifying innovative and novel approaches to this cancer will undoubtedly be necessary for coming up with treatments that are both effective and sustainable over the long term for patients. And in answer to the second part of your question, the idea of activating a signaling pathway to prime a cell to become more sensitive to an inhibitor such as a BRAF inhibitor is a pretty novel strategy compared to traditional strategies for chemotherapy. And so far, we're pretty excited by the promising effects that we have seen in our cultured cell and mouse models so far. There are ways to activate Wnt signaling in humans, both with experimental drugs as well as with some drugs that are already FDA approved for other medical conditions. And as with most drugs, there are probably going to be some type of side effects involved. The encouraging news is that in our laboratory models, it appears that only short-term activation of Wnt signaling on the order of one day or maybe even a little less is needed to dramatically sensitize cells to targeted BRAF inhibition. And in the case of a disease like melanoma, where median survival for patients even with new treatments like vemurafenib is measured in months when they have metastatic disease, one could envision that short-term activation of Wnt signaling or pulse activation of Wnt signaling may be sufficient to enhance the clinical effects of these BRAF inhibitors. And this type of short-term approach would not only decrease side effects, but also circumvent the theoretical consequences associated with long-term activation of Wnt signaling, which, as you have alluded to, can regulate cancer as well as adult and stem cells throughout the body.
Dr. Chen, Dr. Bocelli, thank you for speaking with me.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
That was Travis Bocelli, Andy Chen, and Randy Moon, authors of a research article published in the January 10th issue of Science Signaling. That paper by Bocelli and colleagues is titled Wnt beta-catenin signaling and axon 1 regulate apoptosis triggered by inhibition of the mutant kinase BRAF V600E in human melanoma. And that wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.